And for Shuman Siam and Zisal Necha, Shahav Erfua Shalema. The one day you come, we can't get it right.
We've been, don't use this.
We've been pumping out Shurim here for the last half a year.
It's been that long?
Yeah. Not that long.
Gary,
okay.
Take that one sitting down.
Today's a hot Gemara.
Gary, let's hear it. Come on.
It's not Pashut. Not everything that the Gemara is saying you take on face value. But there is a Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, and there is a regular Pshat in the Gemara. We're going to see what we can do. So, Kav Mikloi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon, Behadi Adadi, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon will talk one another. Facing each other.
You didn't get up
today
yesterday.
Have an aisle bikru de turi ben aisle.
He's excited about this.
Their bellies. What did they get up today? Their bellies.
We almost thought you were going to be mad.
Other than that. Late.
We started.
Yeah, his wife's in the Filipino.
We started.
We start at 6 o'clock. Okay.
Early.
The guy lives the closest to the shul from anybody. Can't get here on time. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, and Skylar's on the new look.
His place collection. Imagine it on casual life.
No, we'll see. We'll see you. We'll see about you today, Avi. So, Kiava.
I just
three lines on top on Pedam and Aleph. So, Kiava Mikloi Rishol Rabbeis Rabbelazer Rabshim Ba'adah Dadi. When they'd be facing each other, their bellies were so big. That underneath, like very much like the guy who works for you, underneath is a spot. So this was even a lot bigger. Have an aisle bigger than Tura Benayo. They were so heavy that an ox was able to go underneath their bellies. A group of oxen. They have a nagabuhu, and they were not touched each other. Amaluahi Matrunusa, this Gaish lady.
Who didn't touch?
The ox would not touch. Them.
Either of them.
Yeah, there's enough space. That's what I'm saying. The belly was so big that they were big. So Amraluhu Ahimat Yunisa Benechem and Shalachem. Your kids are not yours. Because you're so big, they were trying to say you can't really have relations. Amrullah Shalahan Gadam Shalanu. Our wives are even bigger than us. So Kolchkein. For sure, then you don't have kids.
Igna Amri Hakka Amrullah. Can't be the butt of the joke.
The bigger the guy is, the bigger the Aver is, so it's able to work around things.
Actually correct. Here it goes.
Here we go. I mean, I argue the Gemara, but okay, whatever. You can take it away. You might want to redo this Gemara without the recorder later. Hachi Amrullah, Ahava, the Chekis. Es abasa. We're talking about real fat, Avi. Ahava de chek es abasa.
Really?
Love pushes away the basa. That's a. It's a, this. Not everything that the Gemara says over here is simple. There is a simple, but also there's a lot of. A lot of Bali Musa come take stuff out of this Gemara. The love aluhu la adurila. Why do you have to answer? There's a prosta lady coming over here is talking about his kids. What are you doing? Gemara says, you're right, but Shloi is Albanim. I have to set them straight. They shouldn't say it. The kids are not their kids.
Because one lady said it, all of a sudden the last is going to go out.
Because I guess it's a logical thing. It wasn't a...
She was a...
She was a guy.
No, Saris Nachos.
Right.
Media would have gotten into this, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's what they were worried about.
The Aver was like a jug of 9 kavan. I'm a papa ivrei de biyachin chamas bas chamisha kavan. I'm a little bas shloisha kavan. Yeah, papa gufei kedukri the arpanin, like some kind of big sal. It's all, I don't know if it's a guzman, not a guzman, but the Gemara is trying to say that it wasn't, the ivarim were very large, made up for what needed to be made up. I'm a yachin. I know ishtai mishapir shalim. I was left over from the
this
beauty.
Describing the
Amaran. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara is not face value necessarily. There's a lot of different things over here. Hava the Chekes Abasa is the Neshama, and the Basa is the Gashmias, and you know, they talk about it. But there is a Pashim Shat thing about it also.
The bigger tzaddik, the bigger the
yitzharim. The bigger tzaddik, yitzharim, so that's what it's saying over here. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, ana ishtari bishop. Mishapire, you said enough. You said enough. You said enough. Giniki zukt. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, ana ishtari bishapire yishalayim.
What happens when you do twice?
I'm left over from the beauty of Jerusalem. And Tosha says, he was way after Churban, and the Klemar wasn't, it's not left over. The Klemar is Shtar Mishpachtam. Fish Hiske B'Yechon Shay Mishunim Mishab Ne'odom, Medover Echod Hiske Gam Shay Mishunim B'Yoifi. Since we said that his Avery there, Rabbi Yechon Chamas Bas Chamisha Kavan, so we're talking about Rabbi Yechon now.
Was the one that she wanted his face or something,
but
was that him?
Yeah. So Rabbi Yechon was a gorgeous, gorgeous person. Haiman the boy Mixi Shafir Rabbi Yechon, if you want to see what Rabbi Yechon's beauty looked like, he was such a gorgeous person. Nice kisa de kaspa, bring a silver cup in Beisalki that was just made. Namalia Peretzida, the Ramayna, fill up with pomegranates, sumka, red. Venahadle Kalila de Nevada, sumka la pumei, put the lapels from a rose bushes. Venoisir ben Shimshal, a tulip between the sun and the shade. And you're going to see Ahuzi Rure, this rays, Me'en Shufta Biyachan, that's a tip of the iceberg of what Rabbi Yechon looked like. Ani v'amar shufter of Kahanim and shufter Rabbi Yavo, shufter Avo and shufter Yaakov Avinu, shufter Yaakov Avinu and shufter Adam Rishon. Rabbi Yechon like Chashiv. The Gemara says over there that the Gemara counts different beauties of the world, and Rabbi Yechon is not one of them. If you tell me that he was such a pretty person, why would we count it? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon the hardest ponim lehava. He couldn't grow a beard. A beard is the hardest ponim. Contrary to popular belief, a beard is beautiful, and so is fat. And so is fat beautiful. I was born like
that.
I'm a woman. A man also. They were so fat, right?
It doesn't say that they were.
Oh, Rabbi Yechon wasn't fat. Rabbi Yechon was fat also, Pashtas, right?
Why?
Because the Gemara says that they ate bread, they were made up, right?
Not for
Rabbi Yechon. Pashtas, yeah, also. We said that they were the bigger the Aver, the bigger the person, so you could. I don't know.
It doesn't say.
That's the says. The Gemara says. The Gemara
yeah,
says Kiki Ish Gurose, right?
How can we not have pictures on this?
last night.
Any.
If he wasn't considered because he didn't have hair,
kept popping up.
It's much more than everything else.
By the way, it doesn't say that not having hair on top of the head is not. It's just on the face. You don't have to get nervous. On top of the head is fine.
Everything above the neck?
No. Here is not a Hajj's problem.
Yeah. Here is a Hajj's problem.
Here?
No, not here. A Zuckin. Yeah.
Saying, so if he only didn't have that, that's why he wasn't
Zuckin talking
about it.
Which is Zuckin?
Yeah, that's Mr. Gav's problem. Yep. Sigmaro says another thing. Rabbi Yechon and have Ozil v'Yosef Ashar Tefili. He would sit on by the mikveh, on the entrance to the mikveh. Amar ki selka b'nos Yisrael mitfilos mitzvah. When they come off from the mikveh, lefgo be, they should hit me first. Keichet lehavelu b'ni shapiri kavasi. They should have gorgeous kids like him. They should think about him. Gemiri oraisi kavasi. They should learn like me. Amalei rabbanon. You're not worried about a ein hara? Like, you're such a gorgeous guy. People are going to talk about you. You don't have to worry about that. So I saw Mepharshim bring down, it doesn't mean, first of all Klai Yisrael is considered kids of Yosef. All Klai Yisrael. It means all Klai Yisrael have the blessing that Yosef has, that they're not going to have any bisha because of what Yosef did with Beit Yifar. That's what I saw someone brings down. That so the,
you don't have such a thing as Ayin Hara?
No. You have to act like Yosef.
Didn't do with Beit Yifar, you mean?
Means you have Yosef's blessing of not to be not to get Enabisha if you act like Yosef HaTzadik. So we'll all consider, yeah. And Yerichana was the Tana. So Yerichana was a person that didn't look after his Amara. He didn't look after his eyes. Right? He controlled himself. So he has that blessing. It's oily iron. What's oily iron? Oily iron. We have a new mama. How could we glue up a car of ours? My dog is my am chasm. I am in iron shuds, man. I was our shuds of ain't iron shuds, man. And that, I saw a shot that water, just like fish, water covers over. So a person that is tahar, everything is covered over. You know, if he's tahar through and through, he's covered over and it's hidden. So Mela, over here also. Now it's interesting that Yosef Ashar Tefillah, so Tosis right away says, what do you mean? The Gemara Pesachim says that a lady that bumps into a guy on the night of Tefillah, it gives bad things. Pum Fakeret. So that's only Pegeaba. He had a set spot there. He was in a booth there. He was on a pedestal there in front of the mikvah. It wasn't like, you know, those police things that they go up in an arm? He was there.
That's right.
He stayed there.
Security booth?
Security booth. He was there.
Police things.
That's why today the mikvah lady, I don't know, that's why I used to know.
Were you a mikvah lady?
They touched the lady?
They shouldn't be the
mikvah. They do. Could be right.
I don't know if they do it today. What?
They touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I was never in there when it happened. But
there's a lady that comes out that is there when, right. So you don't get
Thank you,
don't meet the person.
Shelly's got this one.
Pogba, yeah.
Maybe we should have made a Agdam for the Gemara. There's something called a mikveh in Klai Yisrael for ladies go.
We pathway.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go on a trip.
Anyway,
not only for
now. Interesting Gemara. It's a very very interesting Gemara over here. Very very interesting shita from the Satmar Rebbe. The Shals Chuvas Divri Yoyo, the Satmar Rebbe, brings down a Murray de Gachuva that.
Satmar Rebbe?
Yeah.
We're Chabad right now. We're going to the doctor.
Anyway, he brings down a Murray de Gachuva. What did I say wrong?
Nothing, it's okay.
There's a lot of things I could say wrong in this Gemara. This is not one of them you want to pick on. Samar Rebbe?
You made it sound like you got curly payers, the vice is up, and like, relax, man.
He's almost like that guy in Manhattan. He's almost like the guy in Manhattan talking to the guy with the Placha Gabiba hip on the street of Manhattan. Ein Bombe doing on in Manhattan. Ein Bombe! You didn't see that guy?
No.
That's good. That guy's good Yiddish. Good Yiddish.
That guy rocked.
Right, Samaruf. That guy's good Yiddish.
I was taken for the
bald
guy.
Yeah. I'm Bomba Duran.
He's a regular kid.
He's a regular Weisberg kid. He took off the thing for the day. He couldn't grow hair like Schwarzblatt, and he decided to go all the way. Okay. So Zakti Gemara. Oh, so Zakti Samaruf. Samaruv is right. I should say it the right way.
The
Samaruv that from this Gemara you see that a lady is allowed to look at a man. A man is not allowed to look at a lady, but a lady is allowed to look at a man. That's often in Gemara.
Today's ladies.
What did he wear? Like
that's what he says. He says no issur for a lady to look at a man. As a Shparta, he brings all tshuva about this.
I think this you're gonna have to show us inside.
Dark sunglasses.
Yeah.
Okay, we have tables.
Today's ladies.
What's today changed?
I don't know.
Today's men changed.
I guess my conversation
has changed.
Okay.
I don't know why you're having this conversation with your daughter.
Do you look at ladies?
Zati Gemara. Very good, chaplain. It's like the hydrant.
Two jokes in like a week. It's too much. Yom
Echad, have a kasachi Rabbi Yechim Yadana. Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the sea. Now, by the way, this item, this concept of looking at something and then regurgitating it and actually having kids that are like that,
you really like that
way. is already from we have this some love on Yaakov. Yaakov put the wood. He curved down the wood, maklus opposite the water. So the mirror image of this pictures in the wood, the dots. were in the water, and all his animals that he had had Dalmatians. They were Dalmatian babies. They all had those dots. That's what happened. 101 Dalmatians, and that's where it came from. So you see that this concept is not. It's a concept from love, and it's a real concept. It means you look at things that are bad. You know, if you're looking at shcharim, you never. You know, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. So kasachi abyechem yadam. It's a real thing.
Pregnant women not to go to zoos.
Not to go to zoos and look at behemoth tamayas. My mother, when she was pregnant, she never went. Never saw behemoth tamaya. I mean, we never said the word.
Cow. So you're a cow.
We never said the word pig in the house altogether. That was a dirty word, but oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Pig was four letters. Pig. Say it 100 times. Anyway.
We have to say it in the bathroom.
No guns in your house either, right?
I'm a Kasachi, not even a water gun. You know that thing from Sukhi and Ding, not Sukhi and Ding, I got my water gun from Hanukkah. My father didn't let us play that tape in the house. We couldn't play that because the water gun is...
The hippopotamus song.
I got the water gun from Hanukkah. I used to go to my friend's house to hear the tape. That was a good thing. I'm a Kasachi, I'm Yechirad, B'yadana. Basically, Rabbi Yechon was swimming in the river. Chazir Shlokish, the shovel Yadana Basrei. He jumped in, full cannibal right next to him. Amalei, Chelich Leraisa. No, Chelich Leraisa. You say, you should go learn. I mean, this was Shlokish, he was a robber, and this was still, he was still a robber, he was still a bum. He had not learned a word in his life. He said, it's time to be Chayza B'tshuva. I'm like, Shufach L'Nashe, your prettiness is for women. I'm like, Ihadris Bach, if you're Chayza B'tshuva, Yavina Loch Achusid Shapir Minah, I'm giving you my sister that's way prettier than me as a Shidduch. Okay? Good incentive. Kabbalah, right away, is Makabal to Chayza B'tshuva. By the Mahad Lasui Mani, he wanted to jump out of the river to get his clothing. He couldn't. Lemotzi. Hada Akiva Asne. Oh, that's it. And why? And we say that right away, a Kabbalah is bigger than the is as big as the Maisa. Rish Lakish was makabel, and boom, he already lost his koyach. Torah is machteshes koyach shaladam. So you see a guy who's strong, it just means he's strong. Hada Akiva Asne. So he went and he learned. Veshavi Gavrav became a big gun. He became a big Talmud Chacham. Yom Echad, how mafligim in Midrash, they were arguing mismerish. Hasayev, Hasakim, Vapigoyim, Vareimach, Magiyad, Magakotzer. Please explain, Numak. What are all those things? Sayev is a sword, Sakim is a knife, Pigoyim is something else, Reimach is a spear, Magiyad is a hickle, a sickle. Magakotzer is another kind of sickle. Yeah, maybe you're referring to Nikki because you have to think about something. His name is Imakam Tuma, Mishas Gemar Malachton. From when they finished Malacha, when is Gemar Malacha? Rabbi Yechon Amar Mishit Tsar from Mekivshin. When you put it into the kalach fire, that means a big oven. At that point, it hardens it and that makes it into the final spare. After you put it into the fire, you stick it into cold water. If you go to Lear State Park, they have a guy there that makes metal to show the old thing, a blacksmith. And if you go there, you'll see that he black knocking and puts it in the oven, and then he sticks it into cold water, and he'll explain to you in his old English, he's wearing a kilt, that's what you do.
That's what all the English
one is. Store kilts. Yeah. Shlokish Amar Mishi Tzachtzim Amayim.
Look how big they were.
Amalei Lestah Beluste.
There was a lot to be said.
Yada. The guy who's a lit. The guy who's a listim, which is a Shlokish, was the head of a listim. He knows the spears. He knows what they're made out of. Amalei, am I honestly? What good is it that now I became a Talmud Chacham? Hussam, Rabbi Carly. When I was a bum, a robber, I was the king of the jungle. I was the king of the jungle. I got respect all over the world. Halcha Rabbi Carly, what's the difference? One, either one, I'm a Rebbe. Amalei, ahanalach da'akrivonu tachas kam ha'shchina. What do you mean? Am I say? What do you mean? I brought you to the Eibishter. Now you're going. Now you're in a higher place. Chol shdan deb yechanan. Lamai say deb yechanan.
This is a thing about what he actually meant.
Chol shdan deb yechanan. The what?
He said,
bring
down in the Bible
that
he actually meant something
else.
You give me a chair?
Where's the picture?
The guy comes like once a year, just
relax.
He's here last night.
He's up the whole night.
My wife. So Rabbi Yochanan felt slighted. He felt slighted. Cholish or Shlokish? Cholish or Shlokish? The Shlokish got sick.
Because he said here bring them from the crisis. That he meant that like why are you talking about my mice and my earlier mice?
I don't see any papers.
I already did tshuva.
So the Maizer Rabbi Yochanan was slighted.
Maybe it was a gift here on the stuff.
Cholish died this. Rabbi Yochanan is giving shit Thursday night on Nisko Pesheya. No, Nisko Pesheya is Smilla.
This needs explanation.
Cholish died this. Yisrael is
still on the first piece of Gemara.
Thank God he missed that first part. Cholish died this. Cholish or Shlokish got sick. Asoy achti kabachya. So his sister came and she was crying. Please, don't be moich my husband, or Shlokish.
Oh my goodness.
Amra lei, asay b'shul b'ni, di yisaymim. Don't worry, I'll take care of them. Also, I say b'shul amanusi me. Amalav amanusi alai tiftechu. Ma'isa noch nashu b'shem lakish. The ma'isa b'shem lakish died because akpada of Rabbi Yochanan. It's a very, very scary, thing. You have to be careful with gedolim. You have akpada. It's not a joke. When I was in Baruch Nechemi Kaplan, there was a Yerushalayim guy. I know this guy well. He had a son. All son got deathly ill. And it was a time when there was a big tumult against Rabbi Yashiv, and there was a whole group of people that threw tomatoes on Rabbi Yashiv when he was walking to his shir, and this guy was one of them. And he threw tomato at Rabbi Yashiv, and he actually hit Rabbi Yashiv. It was like a big thing, you know, like that he actually hit him. And the Maase, his kid got deathly ill, and a guy in yeshiva, Ben Mechem, said, I don't understand. Yimavaza tam tchachem b'ram negad l'adar. Yeah, if you don't answer mechil, it's not a joke. So he asked someone to go, ask mechila. He was in the hospital. He asked someone to go, ask mechila, and the guy went to Rabbi Yash. Rabbi Yash says, "I'm mechil him because it's not him that did it. It's the people that are teaching these people how to act. That he doesn't even know what he's doing. If he would know what he's doing, he wouldn't do it. But people that are teaching him, so I'm Michael Malev Shalom. The mice, his kid had a refuah shleima. His kid had some, I don't know, his kid was out. He got better. It's not pasha to make fun of Tam Tchacham, especially like that.
Is this Rabbi
Ashkos
still
going to share? Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Sure. Don't worry, I was in that show before you were born. I'm going to start Rabbi Yechon Basrei. I was in that show 25 years ago. 26 years ago.
Wow.
It's no jokes.
When I went
there,
it was shaking. Like sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
So Rabbi Yochanan was terribly upset that Rosh Lakish died, even though it was because of his akpada. And he could have stopped it.
Easy.
Amar Rabbanan, my lazel, lezvedate. Let's try to find another chavrusa for Rabbi Yochanan. He saw it's a bracha and he lost his chavrusa. He used to learn with him. So Nezor Blazer and Pados, the Mechadish Maitzi, he was a real sharp Talmud Chacham. Also, Yoskam made Kol Mils of Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, everything Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm like, Tayyim Sailoch, I have a raya like this, a raya like that, like what you're saying. Amar, At Kvai Lakisha, Kabai Lakisha. You're like, Bai Lakisha? This is what they brought me as a replacement for learning with him? This is the guy you bring me? Balakisha Kavamina Milsa, when I would say something, I'm actually Ezra Arba Kushisu. He asked me 24 kashas. Umvakinale Ezra Arba Prukin. Our answer 24 terts. Umele Rav Kishmaitza. From this argument would come out that Allah Psuka. That I'm a tiny Messiah. Look, everything I say, you're just like, yeah, we talk like that. You agree with me? You think I don't know that I'm saying the right thing? I know I'm trying to get the sugya cold. That whole idea is to back and forth. There's no back and forth. It's a joke.
Jews need to argue.
I can't learn like this. Have ka'azil v'karamane v'kabachis. The ma'aser Rabbi Yochanan was crying. Ma'aser couldn't find the chavrusa. This is the best you got from me, and it doesn't hold a toenail to Rish Lakish. V'amar heichat balakish heichat balakish with balakish. V'akotzavach adashov daite mine. La ma'aser, he went crazy. I don't know why it's off. Rabbi Yochanan went crazy, and he lost his mind. He lost his mind. Pashu went meshuga. Boy, Rabban Rachmi Olel v'noch nafshe. He went so crazy, and they asked, they should die. There's a famous Ran in the Durham. The Ran in the Durham says Rabbi Yochanan died. Yeah. So there's two things. First of all, what's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that he had such a chalishas adas that Rabbi Shlakish had to die? So, I mean, you're talking about Gadol Hador. Shlakish was Gadol Hador. He couldn't even find someone to learn with him. So, okay, be Michaelim. Like, he slided you a little bit? So, Chaim Shlomitz is a famous Sichas Musa, a famous memory on this. And he says that Rabbi Yochanan felt that without Kavarat Torah, the world cannot continue. And if you slided the Gedolim, which Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Hador, and he slided him, then that is capital punishment. There's no way to go around it. That's what he brings a whole thing about this from all over Shas, that if we don't have Kavarat Torah, and that's where he goes into the whole Kavarat Torah thing. So that's for that. Legabi the Boy Rachmel of Noch Nafshe, so there's a famous Ran in the Durham. The Ran says that you're allowed to daven if someone has Yisurim and the doctors gave up hope, you're allowed to daven that, he doesn't say doctors, if you have Yisurim Gedolim, you're allowed to daven they should die. And Reb Moshe Sternbach says that doctors gave up hope, you're allowed to daven the person should die. Reb Moshe argues, and the Aruch Shulchan argues, Reb Moshe says Chas V'Shalom, you can't trust doctors. You don't know if a guy what it means. The guy's unconscious and a guy can't live. You can't trust. And Moshe holds you're not allowed to daven that guy should die. Punk Fakert. You have to daven, constantly daven, you get better. I feel cherub chan machzal shad so as well. You never daven, person should die. You always daven for the best. You don't know, you daven that David should make it the best for what this person is. The Aruch Shulchan says a very mechudeshik psak. The Aruch Shulchan says a psak that you're not allowed to daven, that person should die. But you're allowed to not daven. You don't have to daven. You just don't do anything. That's what Aruch Shulchan holds. I don't know what the ma'aser with the psak is. Pastor, like or Moshe, I imagine.
Why can't you daven against better?
Because of Dr. Beautiful.
Oh, Rishosteh maybe, but I'm saying Davin.
He was most leaning with that Moshe.
I don't know. Okay, Vafilo Hochi.
Who?
David.
Thank
you. What
did you say?
Who took that? What? Down
Chicago, what?
I feel
like he was like, duh.
First? Yeah, first. So, you know, because her kidneys were so bad.
She's sick now?
She died in the COVID.
Okay, Vafilo Achi, let's go weiter. Lo samach Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Adaite. This is going back on the Pei Gilmel Beis, where Reb Elazar Reb Shimon was an FBI agent. That's where he did a liposuction, and it didn't smell the meat, right, the fat. So he knew that he was doing the right thing, but still, he was still upset, because maybe he slighted someone who was a good person. Lo samach Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Adaite. Kabbalah Yisura, obviously he was very big. He was very large because he did liposuction.
That was the Gemara this morning.
Oh, that was the Gemara this morning also, right.
That was one of the
he was one of the two people, right. He was very large.
You couldn't put him on keto?
Extra stuff today, but he doesn't even remember.
Yeah.
That's why the tourist attraction of Hiki and the Myra was, or Shimon was, is not the right place, because I couldn't get a toga out of there. Was wasn't very good.
Okay. Let's see. 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 Let's see.
Let's see.
Kabbalah Yisurim. He was Bekabal Yisurim. Be'urta have a Meichle Shiti Namti. They would put 60 blankies under him and it would fill with blood. Letzafer Nagdi Matusi. They would take it out, it would be. Nagdi Matusi, Shiti Mishchli Demaya. And they would put 60. Dama. Mishchli Dama. there were 60 buckets of blood they would fill up. The kiva. Lamachar of the lay, the bisu, his wife would make him shita mina lapida, v'achalu ubari. She would make him a good breakfast. Yisrael, this is for you. Ubari, and it would get better. L'av shafkas lay, the bisu.
Give me a part of Mars,
not for me? No. L'av shafkas lay, the bisu, l'mepek l'bei midrasha. And his wife, they're not allowed to go base medrash. So they shouldn't. He was sick. You don't get sick over there. But orto amaluhu achai v'rai boyu. He would invite the yisurim. But tzafron luzilu in the morning would say, get out of here, yisurim. I gotta learn. Yom echad shomad b'yisu. She heard this. I'm like, at kamaisis lo aluch. You bring on the yisurim. You're nuts. I'm sitting here trying to stop the blood and remedies. This, that, spending money, doctors from all over. Kalisa mami shal beis abba. Imrida, she ran away. Also beis nasha. She went home. Saliku also hanach shitin sufanoi. These 60 sailors showed up. Ailu shitin avdi. 60 slaves. Kinekita shitin anaki. 60 wallets. Avdu shitin. Huh?
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack. Avdu shitin mina lapida of achalu. And they made him 60 different lafas. Yom echad amrlo lebrato zili baki bavuch. Go see what Papa's doing. My oven. Asya amrlo zili amrlo imach. He said, "Tell your mother shalom gadlum shalahem. Our fortune is bigger than your father's." Karin avshei hoisekani yaseicha mechtav lachma. Your father has it naturally from he worked hard, so he gets lachma. That you can lose. Achav ashasi. That's it. And if I got mine, shloike derech teva, that stays. So my fortune is better than yours. Alchav ashasi ubari. And now he ate and he got better. Nafak ben Midrash, his wife wasn't around anymore. Wife wasn't around telling him he can't go to shul, so he went to shul. Aizil kamei, shitin mini. It seems that she came back to him afterwards. It's only till the money. That's what it seems like. Aizil kamei, shitin.
He had money now.
She was there after she was nifty. Was there, right? That's what it seems. You'll see in a minute. You'll see in a minute. Aizkam eshitin mina. No. Yeah. Aizkam eshitin mina dama. They brought 60 types of whiz. Sweet today.
You knew him not to come.
I was going to make an announcement when he came, but he wasn't there.
Probably kept him home today.
Eshitin mina dama.
Shut up and light. It's okay. He said to eat the whole of an hour in 5 minutes. That's why I'm pointing
one guy. No, he
knows. Shita mini dama. I guess let him to come tonight. Shita mini dama.
Ashkacha pratas.
Ashkacha pratas that we talk about with Elizabeth, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and it's
3 days before.
And when? Yeah.
I bought right into your thing. Okay.
No, you don't know what's going
to
be on.
You go to Monroe, you know? Biggest unlock in the
I said, come here, she didn't mean a dominant in the town. No. He brought.
You can see the summer rubby.
He brought 60. He brought 60
the square rabbi.
Types of bloods. Have a kamarani, have a kamarani.
Grandmaster.
So he was matar. He was matar all the dam nida. Have a kamarani. He said it wasn't dam nida. In the old days, today we have dam. All dam. You see dam. It's tummy, because we don't know how to differentiate. But in the old days, they were able to split the hairs and say, this is dam tar, they're bakiyim, this is dam tar, this is dam tummy. So very possible, lady has dam, it's not tummy. We don't have that today. So he was matar everything, come around, Rabbanon. Rabbanon says, this is crazy. Everything that comes in the doorway is tar? How could it be? 60 ladies come in and it's tar. V'amri sokad aitach lesbu chad sofik? There's not one? Maybe? Amalahem im kamoisi? Who? Yekulam zacharam. Every kid, he told him, go home, have relations with your husbands, and every kid that will be born, if I'm right, will be a zachar. Vim lav teina keva. Ach zbeinayim. How you cool zacharim? It came out 9 months later. Everything was zacharim, and the Marshal says that zacharim, because zacharim have no is not nida. They don't have dam. So that was the simon. A sikul Rabbi Elazar al shmei.
Oh, how loss would be a grump being born.
Lasiku Lasikule Luhu Rabbi Elazar al Shmei. And they called all the kids on his name.
while he was alive. Wow.
While he was alive, and they bring down, you see that if someone does you a big taiva, you can call Rabbi Gissinger named.
It wasn't within the family.
Rabbi Gissinger named his son Yaakov Yisrael after Rabbi Yankov, his Rebbe, who was alive, and after the stipler who gave him a bracha that I'll have the kid.
They both were alive?
They both were alive, and he named his kid after both of them. Rabbi Yankov was his Rebbe. He said, I own my whole life, so I have to name my son after him, and he named after the stipler, both names.
What do you mean? He had...
Tanya, Amar Rabbi, Kama Prir Varibya Bitla Rishazumi Yisrael. This, we're talking about this lady, his wife, because she didn't let him go to shul. Kavakar Incha Navshe, when he was dying, Amalad Besu, over here, his wife came back in the picture. Yudam the Rabban, there's Sikhalai. Vlay me Esik, me Askibi. I know that they're not going to bury me. Shapir Ugnibi Litoi. Put me in the attic and don't bury me. Vlay to Tchalaminoi. And don't. The Tchalaminoi means don't leave me. Don't be afraid of me. So basically, put me in the attic. Don't bury me. They didn't buy a plot. Amar Shmuel, Amar Shmuel Achmeni, Shtorle Imei, Rabbi Yonason. Shtorle Imei, what does it mean?
Mother,
Yonason. The Shtorle Bisu, the Rabbi Lazar of Shimon. Oh, she told him that the it wasn't less than 18, it wasn't more than 22.
It wasn't less.
That's how long he was there. He was minimum there for 18 years.
In yeshiva?
No, in the attic. In the attic, not buried.
Laying
there, not buried. Dead, laying there dead in the attic, not buried.
He said, when I die, they're not going to take care of me. So put me in the attic, and don't be worried that I'm going to come back.
Everybody was mad at him.
Everybody was mad at him.
Because he came in and started doing his own
psukim. He was out of control, and he was right.
So for 18 years, they didn't notice that he was gone?
No, they knew he was gone, but they wouldn't bury him.
No, he said, don't bring me to
the Chikavish, right. You'll see in a minute.
He wasn't buried anyway, so what's the difference?
You'll see in a minute. You said, don't bury me.
Hold the horses.
Yeah. Well, you'll see in a minute.
He's
going to
the first
shot of the problem.
Yeah, he was
going to
get...
Yaimechad, Chaz Yerich, one second. Kavaslikna, she would check his hair. Kamishtamta bintamine. Havasi dama. When she would pull a hair out, blood would come, which means like he was sort of he was fresh. Yamechad, one day Chazi Richsha the Kanafik Mune. She saw a bug, an ant that came out of his ear. She was very tzabrochen. You see that she's still his wife, she still cared about him. She just went home. She was mad.
She didn't care about him.
It's Chazal B'chama. He came in a dream. Don't worry about it. It was one day, and they bring that it was that day, or the Talmud Chacham died that day, that he heard something derogatory on Talmud Chacham, and he wasn't Meichel. And that was that book. You have Asibe Trey Ladino. Now we're continuing. Two people would come to din, have a kaima baba. They would stand outside. Wait, you'll see. They're standing outside. Amar Mar Milsei. Amar Milsei. Each one would say their tainus. Nafikal Militi. Vamar Ish playing out the chayv. Ish playing out the zakoy. He mama acted like a rav. He was there. He was passing after he was dead. Yom Echad. They didn't know he was dead. Yom Echad.
Did he get?
Yom Echad, have a come in, say...
This is like 770,
right? Yom Echad...
Chabad has a case.
Yom Echad, have a come in, say, the Bisu, Baal Shavirta. There was a lady, a neighbor, arguing with his wife. I'm a lot, take a Baal Shavirta, you should be like your husband, not buried. So, I'm Rabbana Kula Hai Vad Lavar Chara. At this point, with it's out of the box, people know, so you have to bury. Sayyikad Amri Abshimei Choyis Chaz Lubachama. His father came in a dream. I'm going to pray to Achzi. I have one tzaddikul b'neichem. We had to write some viatzli, and the mafarsh bring down that it's a big schus to have relatives next to you, buried next to you.
Hey, why did it take him 22 years?
I don't know. I guess he held till then. He needed them. Klaus will need them. Alzar Abon La Suke Bay. They went to when they went to take care of him, and they wanted to bring him.
Yeah, but he kept the dream.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I thought you don't get you don't go to your proper place until
you're there. Correct. That's maybe something also. But I saw them bring this down. So Alzar Abon La Suke Bay. They went to go take care of the Chavak Kedisha. Lo Shavku. Bnei Achbaria, the city didn't let. Why? They called Shani Davanayim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Ilte, they saw Chayro the Messiah. They did not allow it. So basically, they said, no, we're not letting this around the house, and no, get out of here. We're not leaving him over here. Yom Echad, Mal Yom Echbur, it was Erev Yom Kippur, have a treaty. Everybody was very busy. They chapped in, they have a Kiddush chapped. Now is the time. Shadra Bonal Bnei Biri, Vaskul, Arse, took his bed. Vam Tula, Marot Avua, they brought him to Rabbi Shimon Chai's Kever in Miron. Ashkul Achna the Hadro Lola Maros, they saw a snake that was on the opening of the Mara. Amule Achna Achna Psach Piske Picha Vichnus Ben Eitzalovev Pasuklu. Then they open it up. Shalach Rebbe Ledab Ishtoi. So Shalach Rebbe Ledab Ishtoi to go marry her. He wanted to go marry her. 100%. So Amrele. No, I was married to the Gol Hador. I'm not marrying him. I Tamon, Amrin, but asked the Mori Besa Tola Zaino. Means in a place where he hung up his. Tola Zaina, he hung up. He would hang up his Kul V'raya, Kul Setolo. Right, so I'm not having somebody who's not a tzaddik coming in. Right, I'm not available.
Right. Upper class.
Right. Shalach law. So he told her, Nihidi b'Torah Gadol Meni, and Torah is bigger than me. I have a ma'isim Torah, me Gadol Meni. Nobody's bigger than me. Shalach le b'Torah me Gadol Mecha, and Torah he was. Lo yadana ma'isim. I don't know. But Maisim Yadana. Maisim I know. Why? Da Kabbalah Yisura B'Torah. It's Kabbalah Yisura. I know in Maisim he was Kabbalah Yisura, crazy Yisura, which we had in the beginning of the page. B'Torah Mahi. So it seems to be that she didn't run away. She just couldn't handle it. Mm-hmm. It's too much for her. Right. B'Torah Mahi. The Chiyav Yasri Abon Shimon Gamliel B'Shuim Karcha Asafsli Yasri Kamar Rabbi Lozim Shimon sitting over there Rabbi Ara. They sit on the floor. Makshu Mafarku. They're asking and answer. Amru Mimeyman Mimeyman Rishoyis Mahim Yeshma Kaba Karka. Odu Safsali Askinu. Amru Lozim Shimon Gamliel. Pray to Ach Zesh Benechim Atam Makshu Odu Emeni. And you want to take him away from Achtul Rabbi. So they kicked him off, right? Amalan Rabbi Yeshua Makarcha Mishesh Av Yichya Mishle Shain Le Av Yamos. Oh, it means pray to Achaz Yeshli because Shimon Gamliel said Rav Shimon said that he was what's that Shimon Gamliel? No, Shimon Gamliel. Pray to Achaz Yeshli Benechem Atav Achshel Avdei Mani.
That was Rabbi.
So Achtu the Rabbi, Amalan Rabbi Yeshua Makarcha, Mishesh Le Av Yichim Shana Av Yamos, Achtu Nam Le Rabbi Lozim Hashem. They also put him up on the pedestal. Cholosh Daite, Amak Chashivis Le Kavasi, Adahu Yaima Kiava Amar Rabbi Milsa Masayil Rabbi Lozim Rabbi Shimon. He would bring a raya. Makava Eloch Kiava Amar Rabbi means Rabbi Lozim Rabbi Shimon. He wanted to show that he was big in Torah. So Amar Rabbi Yesh Le Hashiv. Amr Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, Kach Kach Yesh Lach Lashiv Zui Shuvasech, and he would
gonna say this
and right, and he would really really give it to him in learning. Hashda Kivsuna Shuvah Chavilos Sheim Be Mamish. I say he said you're coming here with stuff that has no bearing. Cholosh died to Rabbi. Rabbi was very tzibrachim. Also Amr Avua, they came told his father Amr Bani Al Yerach Lach. Don't get upset. Shehu Ari Ben Ari. Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Shimon. who's Rav Shimon Ba'echai. Rav Shimon Ba'echai was Rav Shimon Ba'echai. So he's a son of a son of a lion. The Atari Ben Shul. You're not zoicha that. So you don't have that power that he has. You can't. Don't get upset about it. This is how it is.
Yeah.
Who?
Touches that he's better.
Because Ari Ben Ari.
No,
the other way.
Opposite.
Ari Ben Shul is better.
If you work harder, you have this is on your own.
He's an Ari that's a better Ari.
So he inherited it.
An Ari.
You had it coming.
Today you're supposed to have a today's
position. Ches Vav, tomorrow we'll finish in the Masechta. Idias, what comes after Idias? Shavuos, right?
And Zara.
Omer Belazar, Shematik Shay Boinim Behechel, Oisim Kloim Lehechel. You make a Kloim as curtains. Kloim Lazar is Behechel Boinim Bachutz, or Azar Boinim Bachutz, because you can't go in. Omer Shabbat 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 Shabbat